Let us pray. O God, give us the listening ear. Give us the listening ear that will not shrink from a word that corrects and admonishes, a word that challenges us to deeper consecration and higher resolve, a word that lies bare the needs that make our days uneasy, a word that seizes upon everything decent in our nature and channels it into paths of healing in the lives of others. Give us, O Lord, the listening ear. Amen.
Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading is Ezekiel 34, 7 through 15. God's Word. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild animals, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, I am against the shepherds, and I will hold them accountable for my sheep and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths so that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will sort them out. As shepherds sort out their flocks when they are among scattered sheep, so I will sort out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from countries and bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading for today is one where the chapters seem arbitrarily drawn and may do us a little bit of a disservice when we're reading. Immediately preceding the words for today, Jesus took mud, spit on it, and used it to heal a blind man, spreading it on his eyes. The Pharisees that heard this called the man to prove that he had been healed and didn't believe him at all and drove the blind man away. So now this is Jesus speaking to those disbelieving Pharisees. John 10, 1 through 10. Let's listen to the living word. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he is saying. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Most holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. May your voice speak loudly and clearly. May we recognize it and hear and follow. Amen. One of the amazing things when the weather cooperates in spring is to listen to the chitter-chatter of birds on a beautiful spring day. Their song surrounds us. I felt a little bit seen when I saw this online thing lately that said a true sign of aging is that you're all excited to sit and listen to birds. Whoops. I spent some time last summer in the mountains with my brother-in-law, and we took that to a whole new level. We would be along a hike, and we would hear this sound, and we'd be arguing about what bird that might be, and we'd all whip out our phones. Did you know there's an app for that? So we would all point our phones towards the sound and try to get it right, and the phones would sometimes have different answers. But now we knew this. So mine said it was a cardinal, yours said a mountain jay, and the conversation continued. The birds were still singing all around us, reminding us that birth and creation keeps on in spite of human crisis and disasters that feel like they may be ruling our world. Blue jays, cardinals, doves, mockingbirds. Okay, so my husband and I were wondering, are mockingbirds a thing in Virginia? Okay, because they're really a thing in Texas, and my stories today don't make any sense if y'all don't know what a mockingbird is. So the call of a mockingbird, they learn and they mimic sounds that they hear. So during COVID days, I was walking along the trails one day, and I hear this spitting, hissing, buzzing sound. The trails that I walked on went under power wires. So I stop, and I'm really, really worried about there's a downed wire, and I really need to be careful. What am I going to do? This buzzing, whirring electric sound. And I look over, and on the ground next to me is this little baby mockingbird. I don't know who was more startled that he was making that sound, him or me. So I think maybe because he was a baby and that was the sound he was surrounded with, that's what he learned to mimic. And that was the noise he picked up on. And his first attempts to vocalize weren't bird-like at all, but more like a downed electric wire. They're so amazing that they can mimic and hear these sounds. So have you ever heard it turned in reverse, though? Humans mimicking birds. There is a clip of a Turkish village where the residents have an entire language on bird sounds, whistles and clicks and warbles that communicate across miles. So being the cynic that I was like, yeah, they say hi, they say bye, maybe they have a family name, whatever. So I went and looked at the video. Oh my goodness, they were doing entire concepts like any other language in bird sounds. Whistling someone's name to get their attention, calling them back to dinner, asking them to run a specific errand, or maybe even courting someone from another village across the mountain. So I don't know if you're anything like me. The only whistles that spoke to me as a child were when it was time to come in for the night. Anybody else got that kind of whistle? There we go. I didn't have a set curfew because I knew when I heard my father's whistle, it was time to go home. And man, could he whistle. Somehow my sister and I could differentiate that whistle from any other whistle of any other parent in our neighborhood. And no matter where we were, it seemed like it was loud enough, and we heard it, and we knew it was time to make tracks. It was time to go home. We weren't across the mountains, but it was clear, and we recognized that voice, and we went home now. We knew our dad's voice. So perhaps it's no coincidence when I read this scripture, the image that grabs me is the sheep knowing the shepherd's voice. He knows each of them by name, and I find comfort in that imagery. Jesus is my shepherd, my protector, and my comforter. The original group listening to Jesus tell this didn't get it. The Pharisees, and maybe even some of the followers, were confused too. Do we get it? Do we really understand? Jesus keeps trying to open the gate. This way, come here, come through this gate. I want you to come in, please. All come. According to the Gospel of John, Jesus tries many, many times to connect to us. He uses different imagery and just different languages, maybe even clicks of birds and whistles, to like a herder trying to get us to hear, to join in, and to follow. John 10:1 begins with the image of Jesus as a shepherd. This would have been comforting to the people of that time because the Old Testament stories, the Psalms, the most obvious of those is the 23rd Psalm, where God is a protector, providing over us. I shall not want, feeding us and being in the valley of darkness with us, surrounding us in goodness and in mercy, welcoming us to dwell in the house of the Lord. The shepherd calls us by name and leads us out. We know that voice. Jesus realized that they didn't understand that figure of speech about voice, so he pivots and adds in more images. So now Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out to find pasture." Jesus is even talking to the Pharisees here. He wanted so much to have relationship that he wasn't condemning them and saying, you're in, you're out. He was reframing it so that they too could come in through the gate, that they would know him as their Lord and God. The Gospel of John is chock full of different imagery of Jesus trying again and again to speak words that we might understand. So in addition to the comforting shepherd, let's listen to some others that we have. A provider who will never let us hunger or thirst. John 6:35. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry, and who believes in me will never be thirsty. He's the light in our darkness, showing us the way and holding us close. John 9:5. I am the light of the world. Jesus holds us close, instructs us, guides us, and patiently encourages us. John 13:13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. Jesus always, always journeys with us and gives an example for how we should live our lives, reviving and bringing us good news and new life. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Lest we ever think that this is a ruler up on a pedestal separate from us with power in the traditional sense lording it over us, the servant leader tells us we are intertwined. John 15:5, I am the vine and you are the branches. So the verses today are typical John, the teacher trying again when those who are listening seem confused. So it makes me stop and wonder, what are sheep like? They're generally a little bit on the smelly side. They're probably dirty. They're always hungry, and they're not the smartest of animals. So despite humans having a lot in common with these sheep, Jesus wants to be with us and care for us. And we so, so much need that care. We need that love and that guidance from our shepherd. So whether it's in the safety of the fold, watching over us and safeguarding us from predators, or sending us out, Jesus wants to be that vine that's intertwined and connected to each and every single one of us, loving him and loving one another. So these verses don't have any one sheep. There's not one alone. There's the whole flock. And they're all welcomed to come in through the gate. But our God doesn't just leave us there. Jesus leads us out to the pasture and goes with us to a place prepared for us. He is our shepherd, leading us onward, providing and caring for us. And better yet, there's one last John verse, 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. If we chitter and twitter like birds or if we're buzzing like that wire, or maybe if we're just stinky sheep, no matter what, when we catch on, and if we don't get it, the great I am keeps coming back to us again and again, coming after each of us in love. Jesus gets his feet and hands dirty for us, heals with spit and mud in our messes, walking alongside us, right where we are. Jesus knows us and knows our names, using everything at his disposal to help us to hear so that we, like the sheep, will recognize that voice, that precious voice, and that we will follow. The gate is open. Listen to the voice. Do you hear the shepherd calling? I am the gate. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Teacher and Lord, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. In a shout or in a whisper, through mud, spit, all of these metaphors, in the name of love, so that we accept and follow Jesus, the gate is thrown open wide, and our God is whistling for you to come home. In this, I find my comfort, safety, peace, and hope. Amen.